I'm joined by Lisa Goddard with Roaring Fork Insight. We've been running your Mindful Moments for probably 6 months now.
Yeah.
Quite a while. And for listeners who are curious to learn more about Roaring Fork Insight, this is a great opportunity. Could you start with the mission of Roaring Fork Insight? What inspires you to bring this service to the Valley?
The mission really is to bring contemplative practice to our community and the communities in the Valley. There are a lot of options for that here. This particular type of meditation, insight meditation, or vipassana as it's known in Pali, is really based out of the 2,600-year-old tradition of the Buddha, but my training is largely based in secular mindfulness. So I bring awareness practices, wisdom practices from all traditions to meet really daily life situations. All of practice is really in the attempt to create more pause in our life, the ability to stop, to notice what's going on inside of ourselves, and to proceed in an appropriate way, and also to stop and experience joy. We tend as a culture to be moving so quickly. It's like Blake says, we just watch joy as it flies by, instead of really just savoring and stopping and being in the moment. And so the practices of Roaring Fork Insight are really rooted in a meditation practice.
What difference do you find in your own life and the lives of people who you know who practice meditation? What difference does it make?
You know, I've been practicing for 20 years, and I can't imagine my life without a pause. I sit daily, and that's how I start my day, with space. It's creating the space to be and not get so connected and hooked into the doing of my days. What about you?
I think for me, and you touched on this with your response to the last question, that difference of reacting to things versus responding. Mm. So really sitting in whatever experience it is and trying not to feel the need to escape the experience or stay in the experience, but really acknowledge that it's going to change naturally on its own.
And that's the practice, is to be able to see what's occurring in the mind, but not attaching to it like it's you. And so this space, this pause meditation provides is really the ability to disconnect from the constructs of your thinking and all of the planning and the remembering and the need-tos and the have-tos and the if-onlys. You know, we get lost in an if-only way of being. And the practice is that there's nothing wrong right now in this moment. It's just this moment, perfect in and of itself.
I've seen your flyers as well, offering mindful education to parents and teachers who are dealing with children day to day. And I know you personally go to Carbondale Community School and help teach mindfulness to one class as sort of a study. Could you speak to the difference it makes when we raise our children with this practice of pausing?
This is my heart work, really, working in school and working with parents and teachers to raise resilient human beings, because that's what it's doing, is it creates this language of understanding emotional intelligence for our kids. I'm currently working with the 1-2 classroom and also the kinders, and I've done some parenting classes that I've opened up to the entire community, hosted through the Compass Schools, Carbondale Community School, and Aspen Community School. And these classes have been well attended and really appreciated because it allows parents in the time that we're together just to slow down and have a little bit more space around the difficult job of parenting.
So in addition to classes that are weekly, you mentioned at True Nature, Kula, and the Aspen Chapel, as well as workshops where you bring in different teachers and you yourself teach, you're also offering one-on-one sessions with clients. Could you talk to what that looks like?
Really, this is designed for people that they're caught in busyness, perhaps, in their lives, and they can't make it to the weekly classes, or they just need to find some space where they can develop this pause on their own. They feel that that's a better way of doing it for themselves. So the mentoring sessions are designed to support individuals as they develop and deepen a daily practice, this practice of pausing.
So Katie and Kay, as we mentioned, has been airing your mindful moment segments on Monday during the newscast. Can you speak a little bit to how community radio and Katie and Kay in particular helps you carry out your mission?
I don't think that I could carry out my mission without public radio. And these mindful moments, for those that have not heard them, it's really just wisdom through poetry and spoken word. And it's just a reminder to pause. From Mary Oliver to Albert Einstein, there's wisdom everywhere. And so what KDNK, this beautiful radio station, has offered me is the opportunity to share that wisdom in these moments each Monday. So I really appreciate what KDNK has done for me in promoting these practices of awareness and open-heartedness.
If people want to learn more about your organization, where do they look?
They can visit roaringforkinsight.org.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa Goddard.
Thank you.